over the clay of the same lump, to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor. Verse 21. Verse 22. What if God, willing to show his wrath and make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us. I like to include us in that, don't you? Even us, whom he hath called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he said also in Osi, that's Hosea, that's the English translation from the Greek comes out Osi. English translation from the Hebrew comes out Hosea. As he also saith in Osi, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And I'd like to include us in that, wouldn't you? Even us. He has extended his hand of mercy and his amazing grace to us this morning. Hallelujah. And it came to pass in the place where it is said unto them, ye are not my people, there they shall be called the children of the living God. Aren't you glad that the us in there includes us? And that we can be called the children of the living God. Amen. Now, in passing this morning, children look like their dad and mother. They look like their parents. Come on. Amen. Now, that's just that's a inevitable, timeless law. They taught it to us in vocational agriculture. If you've got poor breeding stock, you're going to have poor stock. If you want to have better stock, you're going to have to upgrade the breeding stock. Amen. So I decided, well, I'd get me a Duroc Jersey sow. And I mean, that's a real red hog. Amen. With a big hump in its back. Most of our hogs have the hump the wrong way. It's kind of sway backed. Amen. And they had gone the wrong direction through the years. Amen. And so I decided to upgrade the herd, and I got me a Duroc Jersey sow with a nice bow in its back. Amen. And I was going to upgrade the herd. Well, listen. If you want to upgrade the herd real fast, get saved and become the children of your heavenly Father. Amen. The children act like their father. The children look like their father. Come on. Amen. And he said, be ye therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Huh? Praise God. I mean, a lot of people want to be God's children and live like the devil's kids. They say nobody's perfect. You can't live for God. You can't live without sinning a little every day. So they live like the devil and claim Jesus. That way they get the best of both worlds, I guess they think. Amen. But the truth is, you come out on the short end on both sides. When you live like the devil and claim Jesus, you do despite to the spirit of grace. Praise God. God wants us to be God's children, to live like God's children, love like God's children. Amen. All right. They shall be called the children of the living God. Isaiah, that's Isaiah translated out of the Greek instead of the Hebrew. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. But thank God for that remnant. And I'm glad this morning I can say I'm one of them. The Bible promises that few will be saved, but you can be one of them. One of the chosen few, praise God. Amen. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness. Because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. I like to talk for a short time about a short work. That's what everybody like for their preacher to do when he gets up to preach. Do a short work. Amen. And most preachers just well do a short work. If they'd get to the goodie real fast instead of amen, messing around so long before they got to preaching, they could have saved all of us a whole lot of time. Hallelujah. Amen. And do a short work. Brother Lee Irvin used to say, if a preacher's got a long message, he ought to start in the middle of it and burn both ways. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. You heard about the preacher. It really happened. He preached 2.5 hours on wisdom. Amen. Really happened. And maybe more than once. Praise God. And so this morning, I'm going to do a short work on preaching on a short work. Amen. In the year 2001, we will have had Pentecost for 100 years in the United States. In this last day outpouring, praise God. They had an outpouring in Wales about the same time. Amen. And those saints were praying and seeking God, those coal miners over there. And Frank Bartleman and his holy bunch was praying, praise God, out in Los Angeles, California, night and day. Hallelujah. They were praying for revival in the church. They were praying for renewal in the church. They had already had an initial outpouring in Topeka, Kansas. And the news had spread like wildfire. And saints across the world, particularly across the western United States, and even mercy drops were falling in Ohio and Kentucky and Tennessee. Amen. And out of that revival in Kentucky and Tennessee would come the Tomlinsons and the Church of God. Out of that revival in the West, after that organizational meeting in 1914 in Hot Springs, Arkansas, would come the council, then the general council. Then they changed the name to Assemblies of God. Amen. And we've had 100 years in 1 year and a few days of Pentecost in America. What a revival it has been. Oh, we've had more than our share, I would say, of apostasy, because many of those particulars, those great men in the revival of 1947, 48, 49, and the 50s, amen, by the middle of the 50s, many of them had already begun to slip from the old-time wholeness standards, amen, that they one time had. And now today, just about anything goes as apostasy begins to steamroll and take every church and every pastorate and every denomination and every preacher that don't stand up strong in its onslaught as it snowballs and the legs and arms of human beings are seen sticking out of that huge snowballing apostasy. It goes crashing down the mountain. Amen. We are made to realize how short our time is. God said he would do a short work. As today the avalanche of sin slowly moves toward the precipice to come crashing down on our generation, are we ready for what we're about to face? Amen. Hallelujah. God's trying to get us ready. And you don't need to doubt it. He will finish the work. I'm glad the Bible said that. Amen. He'll finish the work. How you know he's going to finish the work? Because he started it and he's going to finish it. Hallelujah. when Sister Osman, amen, and the pastor was off in the east preaching, and they were studying on the Holy Spirit in Topeka, Kansas. They were seeking God. The only requirement for tuition for Stone's Folly Bible School in Topeka, Kansas, an old stone building, amen, an old building that a man by the name of Stone had begun to build and didn't finish, amen, and they took it over and started a Bible school, and the only tuition was that you believe all the Word of God. And they studied the Bible word for word. At the end of the year, amen, in 1901, New Year's, Sister Osman said, I believe that if you would lay hands on me and pray for me, that God would fill me with the Holy Ghost. And he did. Ah, people, they had prayed through, and they were about to burn their mountain. Pentecost was about to burn the foundation out from under the old line denominations who had long since apostatized and lost the revival and drifted into formalism. Amen. There would be a new movement. At first, they took the blessing to their churches. At first, they carried it into the Methodist Church, the Episcopalian, and the Presbyterian, amen, and the Wesleyans, bless your heart, amen. At first, they took it to the Baptist Church. They tried to take their experience back to church with them, and when they stood up to testify that God had saved them and filled them with the Holy Ghost, it was more than the congregation could take. One by one, they were kicked out of their churches. One by one, they were kicked out of their denomination. Amen. They just got together and started a whole bunch of independent churches. You see, they were all independent to start with. There was no denominationalism in Pentecost to start with. There was no Church of God, no Assembly of God. And the denominations that they started to save the movement didn't save it at all. They just slipped a little faster than the rest of the movement. Some of them slipped a little slower. Amen. But when they slipped, they dragged everybody down with them. Amen. The old liners and the old sticklers couldn't stand the pressure. Amen. In London, England, there's nothing left of Wigglesworth revival. In London, England, there's nothing left of revival of bygone years. Amen. I talked to some of those old ones over there, and they said, as I told them how our churches were over here, they said, there's nothing like that anywhere in England now. And he said, even the old ones that go to church, they don't get anything out of it, so most of them just stay home. The old gentleman that run the Geneva book sales in his house, where a lot of our preachers over here get a lot of the old books from England. Amen. One reason there's such a good supply of old books is because they don't want them over there. Amen. I brought back a Bible that I bought there. Amen. It belonged to a member of Parliament. Why did a member of Parliament give up his Bible? Because they don't want them in England. It's no longer the nation of the book. It's the nation without the book. Amen. I took that new Bible from Parliament, and when I preached the appreciation service for Brother Brock, amen, the elder down at Covington or Newport a few years ago, amen, I gave it to him, amen, as a gift in the pastor appreciation service. Why? The man from Parliament didn't appreciate the book. When we lose the appreciation for the book, when our people and our government officials and our nation loses the appreciation for the book, Look at the times the men that wrote the Constitution mentioned the Bible, how that they quoted the Bible in their speeches dozens of times. Amen. And now today, if a teacher quotes the Bible in his speech, the ACLU is on his back almost instantly. America has kicked the Bible out of school. They've expelled God from school. And the schools have been in trouble ever since. While they're shooting kids shooting kids, carrying guns to school and shooting kids in school because they kicked God out. What do you expect? You teach a bunch of kids that they came from animals? Amen. That they're just an intelligent gorilla. Amen. They're going to act like a gorilla. Teach them they came from a monkey. They're going to act like a monkey. Amen. You kick God out of school, expel God from school, and the kids will act accordingly. That's why you got kids killing kids in school today. They kicked the Bible out. They kicked God out. They hate the Ten Commandments. And every school that try to post them, even in the yard, amen, is in trouble with the ACLU and almost inevitably loses the battle. The school loses the battle in court to keep the Ten Commandments. Why? Because the Supreme Court is not a court of the book anymore. Amen. Folks, we're down to the wire. Amen. After 100 years, in 1 year, in a few days, we will have had 100 years of Pentecost. Amen. Since Sister Osmond was baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hey, we've just about used up our allotment because he said a short work I'm going to do and cut it short in righteousness. He alludes, of course, in this short work to the 7 years that he's got to deal with Jerusalem. Amen. Now, folks, Jerusalem just has 7 more years of the outpouring of the Spirit when it starts. And that won't start till ours is over. Huh? Till the church is raptured. The short business that God has with this world is done. Amen. Hey, we've had almost 2,000 years. At the end of next year, we will have finished 2,000 years. Because you see, the millennium don't end December the 31st this year. It ends December the 31st next year. Amen. You don't end the count to 10 with 9. You end with 10. And then you start all over. You don't end the millennium, amen, with 2 times 9. You end it with 2 times 10. Amen. And so the end comes at the end of 2000. Amen. That is of the millennium. The new millennium don't begin till 2001. Irregardless of the importance of that, and there may be none whatsoever. Amen. Jesus can take his church anytime because the church has got to go before. The church must finish its short work before he starts the short work with the Jews. And they'll have 7 years of great tribulation. 7 years of Jacob's trouble. 7 years of the worst times the world has had before or ever shall be thereafter. Amen. If you think the atrocities of the Holocaust was bad, amen, wait till God gets done with that 7-year short work with Israel.
If you think the Holocaust and the genocide of past wars was terrible, when men hung by their thumbs, amen, men were beheaded and stacked like pyramids in front of cities to strike terror into the hearts of enemies, amen, wait till God gets done turning the devil loose for 7 years. Amen. For you see, the enemy also knows that he has but a short time. Amen. That's why those 7 years will be particularly bad for this world. I'm glad we're in the dispensation we're in tonight. I'm glad what God has done, praise God. I'm glad for this reason, that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy which he had afore prepared unto glory, even us. Everybody's glad for the riches of his glory that he's made known. Say amen. Everybody's glad that we're vessels of his mercy. Say amen. Everybody's glad that we were afore prepared unto glory. Say amen. It absolutely amazes me that God reached out and saved me out of a family that was lost. Nobody in my family saved on either side that I knew of. After I was already preaching, my grandma Robson told me that I had a great uncle that lived in East St. Louis. Amen. And I was so glad, amen, to know that I had somebody in my family that was saved and filled the Holy. He was a Pentecostal preacher. And I looked him up in East St. Louis about the same time I met the girl that I would eventually marry. Amen. I looked up Uncle Stanley Robinson. He was teaching a Bible class. Amen. In Assembly of God in East St. Louis. Praise God. Oh, I'm glad to find out I had somebody in my family who was living for God. But when I knew people, when I came along, all the people I knew, there wasn't nobody living for God. It wasn't even popular to live for God. My people talked about them people that believed in praying for the sick instead of going to the doctor. They talk to them about them in whispering tones, you know. They're so-and-so. They believe so-and-so. They don't do so-and-so. And I sure didn't want to be one of them. Amen. But one night, hallelujah, as Brother Croucher sang, I heard a sweet voice calling. Oh! One night, praise God, things were about to change around the Collins household. I don't know why the Collinses and the Robinsons, amen, and the Englands all love the devil so much. He never had done nothing for them. I don't know why the Collinses wanted to serve the devil. They was down to nothing, living in a one-room log cabin, picking cotton every fall to get through the winter and to buy winter clothes. Amen. We is even doing better than some. Amen. We are so poor when I was raised up that the poor folks called us poor. Amen. I mean, we are so poor that the poor folks had to help us. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, we were so poor if a rabbit came through our part of the country, had to bring his lunch. Amen. We hadn't got any good out of living for the devil. Praise God. Hey, amen. Things begin to change when I learn of the riches of his glory, and became a vessel of his mercy, hallelujah, which he had afore prepared unto glory, hallelujah. Hey, God has blessed our land with 100 years nearly of Pentecost. How much longer have we got to get the message out? How much longer have we got to tell the glad news? How much longer have we got to enjoy it? If you became just a little bit hardened and lackadaisical and case hardened, and you think all things continue as they were since the foundation of the earth. Amen. You may be surprised. Get ready. Amen. The short work is about over. Amen. A remnant shall be saved, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. When Jimmy got saved in revival in Middletown, full gospel tabernacle, amen. Jimmy Kincaid had been the janitor with his mama all his life, but Jimmy never had got saved. You knew Jimmy, didn't you? Amen. Jim Kincaid finally got saved. Oh, they didn't think Jimmy quite had them all, you know. They thought he was a few bricks shy of a full load, amen. But anyway, Jimmy had sense enough to know, praise God, when he finally made his way. I think Bob Mills was preaching in that revival where Kincaid got saved. Amen. Jimmy Kincaid got up from the altar, tears running down his face. The joy of the Lord in his soul, said, why didn't y'all tell me it was this good? He'd been in church all his life. Saw people shout. And now he just got it. He said, why didn't you tell me is this good? I'm afraid that if the end comes tomorrow, you're going to say, where's Collins at? Where's them preachers at? Why didn't they tell us that it was just a short time? And somewhere you'll hear my voice echoing back through eternity. I tried to, but you couldn't receive it. I tried to tell you, but you didn't believe it. Now they're gone. The short work is finished. The spotlight has switched. It's no longer on America. God no longer pouring out his spirit. They're no longer pioneering churches and starting new works and seeing revival and God pouring out his spirit in youth camps and camp meetings. It's all over. The spotlight has switched. He's going to redeem his remnant out of Israel. 144,000, amen, are going to get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and Joel chapter 2 is going to be complete. Hallelujah. And they're going to evangelize the known world of that day, amen, and they, right out of tribulation, will win a number that no man could number, but still a few compared to the whole. Still a few compared to the vast populations of the world that are totally unprepared for the coming kingdom. Stand with me and let's pray this morning. Father, we praise you, Lord, that you have made us a part of the short work. We've seen the riches of your glory. We felt the touch of your hand. We've heard your voice. Praise God, we've had the glory. We've seen the glory roll. We've shared in Pentecostal power and blessing. We've seen our share of backsliding apostasy. We've seen a few, a remnant, but a few, come back to God. We know that God's still married to the backslider. And he still waits for their return like the father waits for the prodigal. Lord, I pray that you bring us back. Bring us all back. Don't let there be a one callous case hardened, settled. Oh, Lord, in the forgetfulness of God of this age, saying in their heart, all things continue as they were. Stir our souls till we can hear that tender, sweet voice one more time, calling us to the riches of his glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. As they sing, we invite you to God's altar. Hallelujah. Short work,
still time.
Short path. few Chardonnays.
Make up your mind.
Then it'll be over.
You can't be happy.
Then we'll be done.
The borderline.
Our time is up.
If you
then
only knew.
If you only knew. Able to do it over. Glory. We can do it this morning. We can do it this morning. Glory, glory, glory. You can do it, Lord.
Tomorrow,
do it again, Lord.
Just on credit.
Do it again, Lord.
There's no guarantee on life. You could be gone in a moment. Your time comes to die. You also know that Christ is coming. And if